Greetings. It's the Interbet podcast for Wednesday at Kenilworth, the 15th of April. The first race is off at 12:05. It's a 1,000-meter maiden juvenile plate. There are quite a few firsters in there. Nadia Narina would be of interest. The Water Winter filly out of In the Dance, a Gimme the Green Nightmare for Justin Snaith and Richard Fries. That's a strong combo. And of those that have been tried, Magma Flow got a figure of 83 after showing good speed behind Red Spice. So that's the best on offer. Second race, very hard to assess. There's little form to go on. Plus there's some firsters in here. So I'm going to give that one a miss. You will need to check out the markets and the prelims before committing your bipot wages. That's the opening leg of the bipot. In the third race, Hero's Journey produced a stronger finish than From the Island when pipped by a short head on the 21st of March at Durbanville over the distance. Aussie Notch rides. This is Vaughan Marshall's Heavenly Blue Grey Colt that takes on Justin Snaith and Andrew Fortune, who comes back after a serious injury. Those are the two that I would focus on. Again, there are a couple of debutants that you'll need to consider. That's the opening leg of the PA. In the fourth race, which will be pick six, leg one, has got that chronic money burner, Thalea, in the field. Look at this. She's been beaten at 11-2, 9-4. At the two most recent starts, 15-10 and 33-10, she might find one or two superior yet again. Rare Earth is an older Danon Platina filly who's been regularly placed. Kisses and Pacific Waters clashed behind Cassandra in December. I would prefer Pacific Waters, who now gets a pull at the weights with a claim for Appy. That said, Thalea does have decent enough credentials. Keegan DeMello rides, Andre Nell trains, and last time she was stiff when she only just got beaten a whisker by Little Nimbus. So maybe Wednesday is her day. The fifth is a maiden plate over 1,200 meters. Tricky. I've marked 5, 3, 7, 1, and 2. That's Eugenius, who does mix his form but ran on nicely at its first start after a rest and gelding behind Fortune 1. Pretty United is a Ricky Maingard-trained chestnut by the United States who hasn't run for 147 days, but that was a really nice try under the engaged jockey Plakis in September behind Astronomical Boer, and then not too shabby either behind Foudre. Clearly not the soundest of characters, likely raced at intervals, but if Ricky Maingard has him fit enough after a break, Pretty United could go close. Seven is Hilton Heads, Andre Nell and Richard Faree, has run fourth at two of its three starts. One is Protector Peace, who actually possesses the top speed figure here of 88 behind Ballsy Rossi. And there are a couple of equipment changes here with the blinkers going on and I think a tongue tie as well. So he could be a threat coming back after 2 months freshening. And the Big Bang, that was in a work riders race where he finished close up to Vologov. So I'm not sure about the strength of that form, but it's not impossible that he gets in the mix. Your headliner is race six, middle stakes over 1,000 meters. Six against 7, 2, and 5 is how I see it. Six is the Quirari mare, Candytown, who's likely raced, but very, very fast on her best form. Richard Faree this time around. And maybe she can go all the way. Her best speed figure, 101, was over this course and distance. And look who her victim was questioning, albeit receiving plenty of weight. But Candytown can really scuttle when in the mood. And she will be tough to get past. Magical Place is a promising three-year-old who comes back after 126 days. Eric Sands is the conditioner. Showed very good form with some nice speed figures in the mid-90s. Two is Urn Bell D, whose comeback to Sardinia Bay was rather uninspiring. But prior form to Future Variety and Arctic Wizard with figures of 104 and 102 would make him a definite player. And North Point, also one that must be taken very seriously, best speed figure of 99. Those would be the horses that I would focus on. Just to go through the other runners, Moody Blue's best speed figure is 90, which falls shy of what is required to win here. Dreamland will need a big wake up on its recent runs on the Highfield. Flying Finley, best speed figure 96. Elusive Winter, best speed figure of 98. So they're not exactly hopeless cases, but others are preferred. Race 7, Class 5 fillies and mares over 1400 meters south of France gets the nod. Nice run at this class level last time, staying on well behind Star World. A repeat would give it a pretty solid shape here. Raffish Trend is progressive. Peaches and Cream, a Bass Racing stablemate to the selection south of France, is also one that must be kept on side. And Money Extractor for the razor hot bang in form yard of Des McLaughlin's. She can prove tough to reel in. Eighth race, class 4, 1600 meters. There are two horses that ran well in defeats at Durbanville last time, Future Free and Show Off, who are top of the ratings. And at the weight turnaround going on a line through Boogiefied, Show Off gets the nod. Very nice run behind Prairie Dawn last time and a good effort to Boogiefied at its first run after rest, a little bit flat second up in a fast run race to King's Quest. I think should be primed. James Crawford, Richard Faree, and Show Off's best figures in the high 90s make it the one to beat. Future Free ran very well last time too and has good back form, so must be respected. The Candyman Andrew Fortune rides. Justin Smith's Futura Gelding is advantaged by draw one. Marcus Aurelius also respected. He's got a nice turn of foot. And for the lower slots, Bel Canto Dream and Man of Consequence. Then the ninth race is over 2,000 meters. We'll close out the PA and the pick six and the late pick four. Master on the Moon was heavily punted, produced a good come-home sectional in a false run race behind Trip to Camelot. The Crawford stablemate from the get-go ran better behind Blizzard Boy. Phantom Man has run some nice races going handy, albeit at Durbanville. And then for much wider terms, Master Coiner has got some upside potential. And Othello, that penultimate to Bonelli wasn't too shabby when carrying a similarly lightweight. So that's Mark van Diemen's take on the Kenilworth card. Be sure to check out the Interbet Exchange and get some really generous prices about your fixed odds fancies.